He's had a stellar career spanning four decades, working across genres that include pop, bluegrass, folk, and country. Jonathan Edwards just released a brand new CD called My Love Will Keep, and he's performing in Wisconsin this coming week. Welcome, Jonathan.
Thank you very much.
Well, I started out mentioning some of those genres. You're one of those artists that has been crossing genres, seems to be your entire career. Do you like to call yourself an Americana artist, or do you resist being put into a category?
Well, I've done my best to be uncategorizable. I'm afraid at my own peril, but I just do it. Music has always appealed to me. I choose songs that you know are things that I would say in real life and believe in real life, and if they're country, that's fine. If they're folk, whatever people want to call them is just part of the music that I make.
This CD, in the liner notes, you mentioned that the album, quote, grew like a wildflower by the side of the road out of a deep desire to follow the music from the stage to the studio. What a lovely line, so poetic. What does that mean?
I don't know. No. it's just the way that album fell together. It was a real convergence of people and time and songs and the energy that went into making those recordings were just really one of the most organic experiences I've ever had in the studio, and I think it really shows on the tracks.
Are these songs that you had been singing and performing for a long time?
Some of them are. Some of them were brand new to me. Some of them are still in the can for the next record that were really new to me. It runs a variety of things. There's one that, you know, Surrounded we were talking about. I wrote some 30 years ago.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't realize that. That has such a wonderful, evocative feeling. You can really almost see where you are when you're singing. Tell us about that song and the impetus for it.
Well, I hate to interfere with your imagination. But the real story is that I was up in Nova Scotia, where I had moved in 1973 to try and get off the power grid and learn how to raise a family and learn how to deal with real horsepower and kind of get away from the music business for a while and recharge my batteries. And I was raising horses. I was raising these huge Percheron workhorses. And one day I was in the woods with one of my mares, and I had fallen asleep during my lunch break because the work was exhausting. It's just, you know, I was pulling logs out of the woods with a horse, and she woke me up. I was dead asleep, and she woke me up, and you know, with her nose in my face, saying, "Come on, let's go, let's get back to work." She was a talking horse, see,
like and, Mrs. Ed, maybe.
and she, you know, she. When I woke up, I found her nose in my face and this idea in my head for this song, and it has taken me till now to really get a good the kind of groove I wanted for the song and the kind of feeling I wanted to portray in that imagery.
Yeah, the imagery is lovely. We'll hear an excerpt of this song. It's called Surrounded by Jonathan Edwards.
All this love is surrounding me. Above the waves on the wing I'm flying. And it's a very lovely sound to me. Above the waves on the air and I'm listening. Daylight has done her dance for me. Upon the hay and the wind, I'm watching her. She knows what is best for me. Upon the hill in this life, and I'm loving her. I love to be out in the light from the dawn till the sundown brings the night. I love to awake to the day when the sun has found me where. Found me where I lay. found me where I lay.
We're listening to an excerpt from the first track on the CD, brand new CD by Jonathan Edwards. The song is called Surrounded. The CD is called My Love Will Keep. Boy, that's just lovely, where the sun shining through the woods. What a great image.
It was an amazing place to live.
I can imagine. Where do you live now?
Portland, Maine.
So you're not too far from that neck of the woods.
No, in fact, I used to travel in and out of Portland to get to Nova Scotia during the 8 years I lived there. And I've always loved Maine, and, you know, I can't get too far from the ocean, and we're up there loving life, loving the community, really vibrant, young music community that I've gotten myself involved in up there, and it's been great.
Sounds delightful. Do you find collaborators in Portland?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've got a great band that follows me around to shows, and we, you know, some of them are on their album, and some of them are new that I just found, and they get better and better. I kind of stay the same, but they get better and better.
You've worked with a lot of wonderful artists over the years, Emmylou Harris and bluegrass band Seldom Seen, Cheryl Wheeler. Do you make these collaborations purposefully, or is this just come organically and just flow into your life?
I'm pretty much that kind of guy. I'm not a really, I don't have a whole lot of ambition to go out and start making connections with people. It just seems to happen, and I follow these leads wherever they go, and it's really served me well as a philosophy.
Well, and it's taken you in all kinds of interesting directions, from music for PBS and actually hosting a PBS show to Broadway. How did that happen?
Again, a friend named Tom Chapin was in the Broadway production of Pump Boys and Dinettes, and they were talking about putting together a road company to travel around the country playing this musical, and he thought I'd be good at it. He thought I'd be really good at it, and I frankly believe I was.
I'm sure you were.
With Nicolette Larson and Henry Gross, and it was an amazing experience to travel around doing Broadway. Being another character besides myself was a real challenge, but I think we met it fine.
Good. And yet another character was hosting a PBS show. What was that about?
A friend of mine called me up and wanted me to be the video host of a PBS special he was putting together called Cruising America's Waterways. And it attempts to help people understand and discover the incredible amount of ways there are to travel on the water in the eastern half of the United States alone. And when we put together sort of a travelogue, and I play music, of course, in every scene, and ask, you know, interview the people that we meet along the way, and how to travel by boat around the country. It's great.
It sounds just lovely. Well, we mentioned some of the folks that you've collaborated with, and one of the songs on your CD is dedicated, or is written in honor of John Denver. Did you ever actually meet him and work with him?
Yeah, we did several shows together in the early 70s, late 60s, and I counted him as kind of a trailblazer for what we do, for what, you know, guy with guitar and song stands up in front of crowd with microphone. And, you know, he elevated that folk guy into superstardom, and I always kind of admired him for that, and for never losing his integrity, and for always getting out there and delivering the songs as hard and as best as he could the rest of his life.
Boy, he sure did, and his songs are still played to this day. I play a John, not a month goes by that I don't play a John Denver song on Simply Folk.
It's a great body of work, for sure.
Yeah, certainly. And the song that you wrote is called Johnny Blue Horizon. What's the meaning of the title?
It just was the image that I came up with when I sat down to think about doing a song for John. It was just the imagery that I thought. I always got the feeling that he had his eyes on the horizon and was moving along.
Here's an excerpt from Johnny Blue Horizon, written by Jonathan Edwards.
From the mountain, shy among the clouds,
Sing tonight in your kitchen, sing your love out loud. Crystal clear, smiling, wide open to the joy. A voice so freely given, oh, kindred country boy. Johnny Blue Horizon, lift your eyes up to the snow. To the higher windy reaches, take us with you. Wherever you go, tell us of your journey from Mercury to Mars. Then bring us home and humble beneath the Colorado stars. Earth and sky and seasons, John, and every word rings true. Almost heaven in your hands, this world is missing you. Johnny Blue Horizon, lift your eyes up to the snow. To the higher windy reaches, take us with you wherever you go.
From Jonathan Edwards' new CD called My Love Will Keep, that's a song dedicated to John Denver called Johnny Blue Horizon, written and performed there by Jonathan Edwards. If you're just tuning in, my guest is Jonathan Edwards. He's going to be performing in Wisconsin this coming week, Thursday, May 3rd, at Festival Theater. Jonathan, you're also going to be in Iowa and in Minnesota, and I read that you were born out here in the Upper Midwest.
Yes, I was. I was born in Aitkin, Minnesota, right after the Civil War during the Reconstruction era.
Maybe it felt like that when you were growing up. Is that a small town in Minnesota?
Oh, yeah. It's a little tiny churchy town. And then I moved to Virginia when I was a little kid, but I still have folks. My birth mom is still in Minnesota, and my sisters and my brother's coming to visit this summer when I'm out there, and we're going to have some fun.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I do have to ask you about some of your early career, because so many folks will know your big, big hits from the 70s, particularly The Shanty Song and Sunshine. And both of those were songs that became popular during an era when Vietnam was such a big issue, and a lot of people were smoking pot. And do you think you just hit the right chord at the right time with the population?
Well, I was part of the population.
Yeah.
I guess I was smack dab in the middle of it, and I found myself, you know, leading protest occupations and stuff of ROTC buildings and stuff in New England, all the colleges I would travel around to, and organize little gatherings so that we could protest what was happening in Southeast Asia. And I did not have a song of my own at that point. I was doing, you know, The Times Are Changing by Dylan, which I just now put back in the show. But I was doing various tunes like that, and then I decided, well, I better write one, and that song came out. And it's couched in a little, you know, a happy little folk melody.
Yep.
But basically, it's I was an angry young man with the direction that our country was taking. And that song just happened to pop out, and a disc jockey somewhere, a radio personality, if you will, decided it was worth listening to, and boom, there it went.
And it really resonated with many, many angry young men and women and families around the country.
Well, it meant a lot to a lot of people. I hear that almost every time I play it.
Well, and it's a great song. It's just a beautifully constructed song, very wonderful melody and everything else. And you're still writing song after wonderful song, and you're also doing some cover tunes. And the title track of the CD is a song that somebody played for you, and you decided to record it. How did that come about?
Well, I've got good ears, I think, and when I hear a song that I can relate to and think that I can do as good or better a job on it, you know, than they did, I will shamelessly borrow it and see if I can make it my own. And I love that song, My Love Will Keep. And I, excuse me, I was drawing pictures in the studio like I do when I'm listening to stuff. And I started drawing a picture of a refrigerator with a heart in it. And I thought, that would be a good album cover, maybe. And I developed it a little further, and there it is. I did all the artwork on this particular CD, too, and I love it.
Oh, it's gorgeous. You do watercolors and drawings. It's beautiful artwork.
Thanks.
Well, why don't we close with My Love Will Keep? But first, I will tell listeners that you're going to be at Festival Theater in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin, Thursday, May 3rd, and then you're heading to Iowa, Cedar Rapids, at the Legion Arts CSPS. That's Friday night, May 4th. And then on Saturday, back in your birth state of Minnesota, Crossings at Carnegie in Zumbrota, Minnesota. And if folks would like to get more information about your tour and about the new CD and all about you, that web address is jonathanedwards.net, and I've also put up a link on our website at simplyfolk.org.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for spending some time with us during a very busy tour. We sure appreciate it, Jonathan.
My pleasure, Stephanie. Thanks so much for supporting what we do out here.
You're very welcome. Here's My Love Will Keep, Jonathan Edwards.
Baby, were you just about to kiss me? Or were you just about to leave? Well, come and sit down here beside me. Baby, take a moment just to breathe. Well, I could say that I was sorry, or I could tell you I was wrong. I just can't say forever, but hereafter from now on. I love you in the winter when the roots grow deep. Love you in the spring when the leaves turn green. Love you in the summer when the trees grow tall. Love you in the fall of the year, when the leaves turn brown, when they cover the ground down, where the roots grow deep, my love will if we're not worried about our past. Now don't you worry about that question that you've been just about to ask. I love you in the winter when the roots grow deep. Love you in the spring when the leaves turn green. Love you in the summer when the trees grow tall. Love you in the fall of the year, when the leaves turn brown, when they cover the ground down, where the roots grow deep. My love, I love you in the winter when the roots grow deep. Love you in the spring when the leaves turn green. Love you in the summer when the trees grow tall. Love you in the fall of the year, when the leaves turn brown, cover the ground down, where the roots grow deep, my love will keep, my love will keep, my love will keep.